My lady. They approach. We need to get you out of here. The kingdom is fallen. It pains me to say, but I failed you. We've failed you. The world isn't so kind. I need at least make sure you survive this betrayal. Those that you trusted were not worth such trust. Look at me. Look at me. Listen. A deep evil washes over these lands. The people who betrayed us are no longer people. This is not an issue for the courts. It's something much worse. I fear not only for your life, but for your humanity, if their hands ever get upon you. Listen to me. I hate running as much as you do. But if we don't leave now, they die for nothing. Those that we've trusted, those that we've loved, all gone. Gone. But it's worse than that. They're not gone. They'll live on as specters to haunt us. That is the worth that is taken from them. The sickness, as they spread it. Those bastards, every last one of them. There's no time. Not to be mad now. Now I wish it were so easy. But your trust in me is enough. Come. This way. We go to whatever future lies await. But we maintain our humanity. Those that willingly sacrifice theirs for yours. My lady, do not weep for them. For many would sooner end themselves than become the crimson tide of what they... The bastards. Fanged, scourge, and undead. Hurry. For now, this will be the only safe haven. Escaping immediately is suicide. Tantamount to an end before we even began. Trust me. If I had a better solution, I would love nothing more than to give you that. As your retainer knight, as the one sworn to protect you, I failed. I wish I only could know. Is humanity worth this? I find myself asking in moments of weakness. That everyone we once knew, taken from us, but left in the mortal plane as immortals. This curse, it was years in the making. Perhaps it is, as you've mentioned, seeds that have been sown long ago, coming back to haunt us. All because Merlin, that bastard. Who would have thought someone hailed in the legends as the epitome of wisdom and kindness would betray us, that the kingdom itself would be tossed aside for immortality. Even the wise fear the end. But to think it would be a war where death isn't what you fear, but a loss of self. Are they really still them? Those turned vampires, ghouls, undeath. I find myself as tempted as any other man to believe that somehow a piece of them persists, and maybe it does. But I won't use your life that I've sworn to protect as bargaining. Tis nothing but a scratch, I assure you. You don't think... I swear to you, I will... Given if the curse takes me, I will still find a way to save you. Tis the illness, isn't it? You can... be honest. Do I seem... as though I'm turning? I never thought this day would come, but... please... take this. The silver dagger. As always, I trust you with my life. And in every day that I've served, I've grown up with you. Us together. The cold sweat. The feeling of death approaching me scares me less than the idea of hurting you. I've been your knight since the day we met. Since the day you found me. From your golden carriage, you saw me dying on the street. You cared for a wretch like me, even as a child. I loathed royalty until I met you. Then I realized you aren't like them. The terrible ones that I've seen who spit on us. Those of common blood. That they were nothing alike to you. A noble and a royal. A true leader is not born of blood. They're born of love. And I know I had no right to, but I must tell it to you before the time has gone. I had unfilial feelings of you. I couldn't. There was no way for me to ever say it. But I had feelings for you that no knight could ever have for his sworn mistress. I'm sorry for betraying you this way. But I... even if I am doomed to be a monster, I swear I won't let myself hurt you. I won't be that which causes you harm. So please, take this dagger and drive it through my chest. I promise you, I will die with a smile on my face, knowing at very least you're safe for now. But please, no, 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 no. You can't use that big heart of yours now. That's too much. If you do that, and I turn and I hurt you, no depths of hell would be enough. A guardian knight, one sworn to protect you as you protected me. I don't want to be the monster that hurts you. Please, end me. Please. I'm begging you. I... don't think of it like that. Little sparrow, I called you that when I was still resentful, bittersweet on what you did, feeling as though I was just your funny little toy to play with. I didn't realize till much late that you cared so much. Please forgive me. I was but a spiteful child, and you were a kind one. Despite everything you had been told of commoners, you chose kindness. You chose to give me purpose. As your knight, I never regretted any of it. Even as the kingdom crumbled, and I feel ashamed, I still don't believe I did anything wrong once I learned who you really were. The days, they felt so much more peaceful. I know my feelings of love, romantic as they are, must go unrequited, but I will miss these times, the simple ones, where I can watch you gush for hours about your favorite things. The lily in the garden that you raised yourself was beautiful. Just like you. And this failure of a knight will not allow himself to be a burden to you. Please, no matter what happens, no matter what the world, how tainted it becomes, don't lose hope. Because you always had a heart of gold that transcended all boundaries. The nobles hated it. I could see it. I heard it in hushed whispers. And those assassination attempts thwarted, but it was terrible knowing that so many wanted you harmed. I know your father. He was privy to it, powerless, but still aware of a torture that must truly haunt a man. If nothing else, won't you remember me fondly? No matter what I become, you must promise me before my parched throat tempts something terrible. Please, won't you end me while I'm still a human? I feel it already, the curse. I feel it all. The entirety of this is just the worst. You feel so warm. Just like that hand you offered me in the streets. I could never forget that. I want you to be happy. A tall order for such a world, isn't it? I wish I could have survived longer to protect you. Even if the kingdom falls, it's possible for you to escape. They're calling this the demon realm now. How far it's fallen. A legendary kingdom of famous swords and wizards reduced to this. Oh, I wish the curse of undeath didn't reach us. I wish I could have had a life with you, that even if I was never to be with you directly, that I could see you happy with my own two eyes. I'm so sorry, my lady. I don't think there's much longer left for me. Not in the sense you have to now, please. I feel it edging at me. Please don't hesitate now. I'm too weak to do it myself. I need you, please. You can't believe in me that much. You can't. It's not safe. We don't know what it does. Those that sacrifice to save you. What if it's all for nothing? Because of me. Because of my weakness, I have no idea what I'll be like. Who I would even be to look in the mirror. I don't want to be a monster that ruins you. Please. Please don't let me ruin all the kindness that you've shown me. I would rather be nothing than to betray you. Please consider it.